Today's scripture is Psalms chapter 51, verse 10. Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen.
For the last two lectures, you know, I gave you the message about selfish in the heart. Many people came to me after that, after those messages, and asked me, what is the next? So I said, I'm going to conclude those two, and I'm going to tell you how you can make a good, you know, inner heart. And what I'll let you know, how you can check, you know, what you are short of. Well, as you, you know, lived your life, you know, you set up your own standard. And by that standard, you create your own conscience and your own, you know, righteousness and love and knowledge and wisdom. It is good if you have a good inner heart. But the problem is, you didn't make such a good inner heart. So you have to check whether you have the good heart or not in your believing life. You must understand what is the inner heart that Father God wants of you to have. The good inner heart that Father God wants. Father God, I mean, through each of you, Father God is not looking for a perfect man at first sight. Father God sent His only begotten Son to save sinners, and He sent the shepherd to make us His true children. And we are given the time to change ourselves. Well, instead of thinking whether you are a man of goodness or not, try to remember what kind of choices you made in the past and what kind of choice you have to make now as you hear the gospel and the truth. So, in this message, I hope that you can check what kind of inner heart you made and why you are so slow turning that inner heart into a good heart that Father God wants. The first one is a clean heart. The spiritual meaning of this, a clean heart. Well, I would like to put two meanings in this, in a clean heart. First one is a heart of choosing right. And once you make a choice, put that into practice. So, the clean heart, if you have a clean heart, you should be able to make a right choice. And first of all, you have to know what is right heart and what is right thing to do, and then do it. That is the clean heart. Even if you have good knowledge, even if you were born in a good environment, there are many things that you can learn from others. If there is anything that you can learn, then you have to learn it. You have to look back on yourself based on what you learned from others. And you should be able to change yourself. But this is a heart of serving others too. After you came to this church, you've been to your, you know, you stayed quite close to senior pastor, right? The things of spirit. I mean, you cannot, you know, compete with our shepherd. But there are many people who have, you know, more knowledge and better knowledge than the senior pastor has. And senior pastor always tries to learn from them, like at the world situations and economics and IT field and smart, you know, all kinds of, you know, technologies. Senior pastor always tries to learn from it. I mean, learn those things from others. So, whomever a senior pastor deals with, he is ready to deal with others because he is ready to take whatever they give to senior pastor because he is ready to learn from them. He has such a heart. But do not think, since he is a senior pastor, he must have that kind of heart. Why don't you have such a heart? He tries to learn even a trivial thing, and he puts that into practice. Look around. As I told you before, I told you about the arrogance, right? There are some people who believe that they have a superior knowledge to others. Let's say, well, person A didn't hear anything, but person B heard something. So person B said to person A, I heard about this. And the person A says, well, you know what? What you heard is wrong. You know, it will not happen. Person A thinks he is superior in knowledges and information. He should be able to pay attention to him and listen to him. But he just ignored them. Oh, you know what? You got it wrong. I've never heard it, and then it's not going to happen. The person B said, I heard it. Then the person A should be, oh, really? Okay, I'll check it out. The person A said, well, you know what? It's not going to happen because I've never heard of it. Even though you think it is a trivial matter, it shows you what kind of inner heart you have. Let's say you are a mother or a father, you're a parent. Then ask yourself whether you ignored your child. Mom, you know, I got this. I'm curious about this. And parents may know about that, or they may not know about that. If you don't know, you have to be humble. But you know what? If you don't know something, you know, which your children ask of, then haven't you ever ignored your child? If you think there is someone that you can learn from, then you should be ready to learn from them. Especially, it is true. It is the truth that you have to learn it. You have to be ready to learn it. Then, consequently, you can make peace with others, and you can obtain many things. But I'd like to ask you whether you ignored those people. While you were growing up, you formed your own inner heart. You know, from my parents, I got that kind of tributes from my parents. My parents have never listened to me. I was ignored by my parents. Then you know what? Chances are that you may ignore others too. Now, the problem is, you came into this church. You heard the truth. Now, since you heard the truth, you should, once you learn that it is a truth, then you have to be able to change yourself by the truth. In other words, you have to put that truth, put what you heard into practice. Even though there is something that is right, even though there is righteous thing, if you ignore it, if you don't put it into practice, then you cannot have a good inner heart. Well, let me tell you an example, okay? Let me make an example of Apostle Paul. Okay? So please try to learn from him, right? Before his name was changed to Paul, his original name was Saul. Okay? Before he was changed. And name of that, I mean, the meaning of his name was, you know, God saves. As you know well, he was Jew. He was a Pharisee. He learned the best possible, education. And he learned from Gamaliel, the best teacher by that time. And he also had the Roman citizenship. So even though when he was young, he was already brought up as a leader. And he was very strict to Jewish teaching. And he completely and perfectly believed in Father God. He grew up like that. And that's why he persecuted people who believed in Jesus Christ. That's why he persecuted them and killed them. Acts 22, verses 19 and 20 says, "And I said, Lord, they themselves understand that in one synagogue after another, I used to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your witness Stephen was being shed, I also was standing by approving and watching out for the coats of those who were slaying him." You know, Father, I was the one who persecuted Christians. How can I preach the gospel? How can they listen to me? This is what Apostle Paul was saying. Apostle Paul's confession is found in Acts 22, verses 3-5. He said, "I'm a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated under Gamaliel, strictly according to the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, just as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and putting both men and women into prisons. As also the high priest and all the council of the elders can testify from them, I also received letters to the brethren and started off for Damascus in order to bring even those who were there to Jerusalem as prisoners to be punished." He had such great knowledge. He learned from the best teacher. When Father God looked at his heart, well, in a fleshly sense, well, according to the law of God, he kept the law of God, so he didn't commit any sin. But he persecuted and killed those people who didn't believe, what Paul believed. And he didn't regard it right. What he regarded right was to kill them and persecute them. So, and many Christians knew. What if you know someone who is persecuting you just because you're a Christian? How would you look at it? Well, you know what? Father God found good inner heart from him. He was the one who tried to keep what he believed right. He didn't commit any sin. After he met the Lord, he changed with this kind of heart. Once he met the Lord, all the things, all the wisdom, all the knowledge that he obtained from the world, he regarded them as rubbish. Father God's point of view and man's point of view is different. Acts 5:19 says, "But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel." Apostle Paul used to persecute Christians. He was a Jew of the Jews. But he now changed to preach the gospel to Jews. Father God chose him as such an instrument because Father God knew what kind of inner heart he had. He had the inner heart to put whatever he believed right into practice. Once he knew Christ Jesus is the truth, he regarded everything he earned in the past the rubbish things. He got rid of them. Whatever he learned after he was born, after he learned the truth, he cast them off. He only preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He became such an apostle. Philippians 3, verses 7 to 9 says that, "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith." The knowledge that he got after he was born. Many people stick to their own opinion, their own idea, their own knowledge. Even if others say, you know, that's not right, this is the truth, but usually people, you know, stand against it, because that is against what they have believed, right? But look at Paul. After he met the Lord, once he learned he's the truth, he forsook everything he got in the past, and he became the apostle. He had the Roman citizenship. It was great, the privilege. He could, he then had a, you know, free pass to everywhere. You know, there are some people who can enjoy this kind of privilege. You can think of people from the States, you know. Usually, I'm not sure whether it is still today, but, you know, the people of the citizenship of the United States is kind of in a privilege in the world, that they can travel to many places. You know, Apostle Paul was like that. He had the Roman citizenship. But you know what? He didn't boast of the fact that he had the Roman citizenship after he met the Lord. What Father God wants from us is what? He wants us to have a heart to choose what is right and put it into practice. Well, you heard the testimony of Deacon Hyunjun Lee. You received grace and you made a decision. But Deacon Lee didn't change his heart, whether he was recognized or unrecognized. His heart was only fixed, focused on our Lord, our Father God, and the Shepherd. That's why he became a man of spirit. Now, look at your heart. And what kind of, you know, attitude do you have?
That's
a good thing of him. If you know it is a good, if you know it is a good attitude, have you ever tried to learn it and make it yours? Most of you think, that's a good habit. But that's it. You didn't learn it. You didn't make it yours. If you think that is right and that is good, then you have to take it and you have to make it yours. And you have to put it into practice. You have to make a sincere effort. But most people say, that's good, and that's it. Let's say there are two people with different characteristics. Let's say person A thinks, person B, you know, is good at expressing his mind. Well, that's a good characteristic. Wow. It's good to have that kind of personality. If person A thinks it is good, then he has to try to obtain that kind of personality. But you know what? Person A just stops there. Well, you know what? I envy. That's it. Ask yourself whether you have this kind of heart. You know, even though it is a fleshly thing, senior pastor always tries to learn it. If you think something is good as a leader, you should not ignore it. Even though it is a very trivial thing, you have to learn it, you have to listen to it. You got to have that kind of attitude of your heart. Well, when in the parishes are governed by the people of spirit, many people said, I love it so much because, you know, now we have, you know, a man of spirit as our guidance pastor. But that was it. They didn't try to learn from them. They just said, wow, it's good to have a man of spirit as a guidance pastor. That was it. What kind of environment you were born in? What kind of situation you face? If there is a man of spirit in front of you, you have to learn from it. You have to make such an effort. If you can, then Father God will consider you good and right. Can you remember what kind of life senior pastor lived. For 7 years, he suffered from sins. I mean, from diseases. But once he met God, I mean, he didn't search, he didn't sought for God. You know, by the lead of his sister, he went to a prayer meeting, and he met Father God. Father God met him. Why? Because Father God knew, already knew, that once senior pastor chose, you know, Father God, and he would never change his heart. So anyway, once senior pastor met God, once he realized that he was healed of his diseases, like some kind of, in the pus, didn't come out, some kind of, the body which used to ache didn't ache anymore. He realized that Father God healed him. Then he started to seek the will of God, and he has never changed that. I counted it. May 17, 1974, it was the day, he met the Lord, he met Father God for the first time. Today is December 7th, 2013. 39 years, 7 months, 20 days. 14,479 days. For these days, senior pastor has never changed. He never complained against God. He never complained, why did you make me face these kind of trials? He has always tried to give him joy and glory. He has always sought the will of God without changing of his heart, to the point of sacrificing his own life. Now look at your heart. Do you think senior pastor is special? Elder Gwangyu Lee from Chuncheon Manmin Church, he gave you a testimony. What did you feel? Why did he come to Manmin Church? He didn't like his family coming to this church. So he wanted to come to, he wanted to listen to the message of this church and try to, stop them from coming to this church. But you know what? Once he started to listen to the message of senior pastor, he started to realize that nothing is wrong. Nothing was wrong with this message in this church. Then he came to this church. He made this kind of confession too. Through rainbow, he realized that Father God is with this church. And the power belongs to Father God. And senior pastor manifests that power. And senior pastor always gives glory to Father God. He is the man of God. That's what he realized. And through the manifestation of God's power, senior pastor was expanding the territory of Father God, the kingdom of Father God. Once he realized that, he increased his faith, and he has never stopped increasing his faith. We've witnessed so many signs and wonders and power of God manifested by our senior pastor for the last 31 years. We have marched on with happiness. Even when we face trials and difficulties, even when we face the 3 months long suspension period, we were happy. When we heard the message about heaven and hell, we were happy to know about heaven and hell more. We listened to the testimony of those who went to heaven and hell. We receive that kind of grace from Father God from time to time. From the beginning of this church till now, we have received such grace. However, did you choose the truth? Since you think it is right, did you make an effort to make it yours? Even though it is a trivial thing, what I try to say is, look back on your daily life. As you live your life now, what kind of heart do you have? Do you change all the time? Once you make up your mind, do you keep it all the time until you got the answer? Don't you give up in the middle? You know, we had many projects or campaigns to go to New Jerusalem in different missions. We did it. Now, are you still doing it? You know what? I don't even stand on the rock of faith yet. Well, then, if you didn't stop in the middle to go to New Jerusalem, then you should have already stand on the rock of faith now. But you stopped in the middle. Once you made up your mind, you have to keep it. Once you believe it is right, it is the truth, and if you take it, you have to continue to make it yours. You should have that kind of inner heart. In the world, man's heart is so, cunning. We call it 짬짜면. It's a Korean food. In Korean style Chinese food, there is two different kinds of noodles, spicy noodle and a sweet noodle. One, you always, are in dilemma, okay? Whether do I have to choose the black or the sweet noodle or the spicy noodle. You chose in the spicy noodle, but your partner eats in the sweet black bean curd noodle. Then you know what? The spicy noodle that you chose looks undelicious. But you know what? The black bean curd noodle that other people are eating looked delicious. So, many people have this kind of dilemma. Okay? You know what? If it is a good restaurant, both noodles are good. If it is not a good restaurant, both noodles are not delicious, right? You know what? What happens is, you change your mind over this, small thing. Do you change your mind so easily? You should be able to keep your decision. But you easily change if you have this kind of heart in you. How can you have a clean heart, which can, a clean heart of choosing the right thing and keep it yours? You have to make an effort to have this kind of clean heart. And you should not stop in the middle. You should be able to know what is right. You should be able to know, you should be able to choose what is right. And you should be able to keep what you think right. Then it will help you come into spirit. So, I'd like to ask you once again. You made a promise. Okay, we will have a meeting at 3 o'clock at some place. Then, everybody agreed that you are going to have a meeting at 3 o'clock. Now, you go there. Now, you are late, you are 5 minutes late. Now, there is only one who were there before 3. Now, you went there 3, 5. What did you say? Well, you know, I'm just late for 5 minutes. Because so many others are later than you are. And there is only one. You were earlier than others, but you still broke the promise. Because you made the promise to be there by 3 o'clock. But you were there 5 minutes late. So you are already broke the promise. This is how you have to keep your heart. Since you made the promise, you have to keep it. But you know what? So many others late. So you are relieved, even though you broke the promise. Oh, you know what? That man is late too. He is later than I am, I was. You put blame on others. So, inside your heart, what kind of things do you have? Do you keep your heart once you make up your mind? Do you know what is good? And once you know what is good, can you keep it in yours? If you ask this one question, you can see what kind of inner heart you have made. Before senior pastor met God, what kind of life did he live? He made a promise to himself. If he didn't make a promise, he punished himself. He made such heart. Say, in winter day, it is so cold. It's not easy to wake up in a cold winter day. I'm talking about the past and when he was a student. No? He woke up because he made a promise. Because he made a plan. When he was a student, he had already plans for the future. Like a 10-year-old, 10-year plan, 20-year plan, and 30-year plan. I heard this. I heard about the savings account with the compound interest. And he made all, he always, make plans ahead. And he keeps it. But you know what, in a given situation, he's, he suffered from his diseases. So, but after he met Father God, he has kept such a heart. Once he makes up his heart, he keeps it all the time. He wanted to become an elder. It was his original plan. Okay? The senior pastor wanted to, make, Pastor Myung Lee as a mathematician. He had that kind of a plan. He had plan for us. He lived his life like that. I have to protect and keep my daughters from the world. I have to keep my daughters from this kind of people. He already had plans after he met God, even before he met God. And he raised us. Since he had such an inner heart, once he found that there was truth, he was sick for 7 years, and he was healed right away after he met God. He was so happy. And all his family went to way of salvation, and he never lost that thankfulness. He made such a clean heart after he was born, even before he met God. Once he believes what is right, then he keeps what he believes right. I'd like to ask you once again, look back on your heart and see what kind of heart you have now. And try to, change your heart with a good inner heart that Father God wants you to have. So, please, I hope that you can have a clean heart. Okay? Now, the second heart is upright heart. The spiritual meaning of upright heart is a mind of unchanging mind. Once you make up your mind, this, a clean heart and upright heart is kind of a little different. Don't be confused, okay? A clean heart is choose what is right and keeps it. Keep it, okay? And this upright heart is you never change your mind in any given situation. If you remember the forefathers of faith, those were the people who had such an upright heart. In any given situation, they didn't change their mind. Even when they faced difficulties. Well, let me take an example of Daniel and his three friends.
Daniel과 세 친구는 바벨론에 의해서 그 나라가 포위되고 점령이 되어졌습니다.
This country, I mean their country, was invaded by Babylon, and they were captive to Babylon in 606 BC. By that time, the king of Babylon was Nebuchadnezzar, and the king chose a noble people, a noble young man, and tried to, you know, make them, you know, serve him, because, you know, he was they were the wise people, and Daniel and his three friends were among them. And then they were the Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Okay? Well, they used to have the original name. Like Daniel's original name was, you know, Belteshazzar. And there was, you know, his three friends too. And they were forced to eat the king's choice food. Because, you know, because they had to stand before the king, you know, they should look good. But, you know, because they knew the king's choice food was again, I mean, was the, there was a food that the Father God said, you know, abominable, detestable. So Daniel and his three friends, even though they were young, they talked to a guy who was in charge of that. You know, please test me on this. For 10 days, give me vegetables and water. And if we look better than others, then continue to give the food that we choose. You know, that was their request. Even though they were slaves, even though they were in the captive as slaves, but they were very, you know, bold, right? They might have looked, you know, rude, but you know what? They boldly requested it. You know, for 10 days, we will eat only water and vegetable, and then compare our facial look with others. And then, 10 days later, Daniel and his three friends looked better than others. So since then, you know, they were given the truth, they were given the food in the Father God. Father God said, right. One day, the king Nebuchadnezzar made a decree to his people to worship him, I mean worship idol. And Daniel's three friends resisted to it. And they said that they would not worship the idols. Because we are not to worship, you know, idols. They made a confession like that before the king. We cannot, you know, worship, bow down before the idols. The king was upset. Put them into burning the furnace. You know what? It was seven times hotter than the ordinary furnace. The king was very angry. The furnace was so hot. So the people who, you know, drove those, you know, three friends into the furnace were burnt out. So anyway, these, you know, Daniel's three friends were put into furnace. Now what happened? Before they were thrown into the furnace, they made a confession. If you read Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, you can find their confession. They said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. In a given situation, many people compromise in a given situation. On Sunday, I was not late for the service, even though I worked so hard for the kimchi sharing event. He was a worker. I was surprised. It's Sunday, Sunday is like at 12 o'clock midnight, then you should be able to prepare for Sunday from midnight. That is a proper attitude of a Christian. You helped your wife preparing kimchi late in the morning, and he was proud of not being late for the service. He was making peace with her family in a fleshly way. But to the eyes of God, it was not proper. What I'm saying is, the standard should be our Father God. You should not change the righteousness, the will of God, according to your situation. In any given situation, even if you face death, you should be able to keep the will of God. Daniel's three friends said, even if God does not protect us, we will not worship these idols. It was their confession. Can you make this kind of confession in your life? This is what Father God wants. Father God is searching for people with this kind of heart. Even if they committed sin, even if they look unrighteous right now, if they have this kind of heart, if they have this kind of upright heart, once they are changed, they will not change their mind. When Father God knows this, Father God choose them, raise them, use them as His instruments. Now, ask yourself why you haven't become a man of spirit. Isn't it because you don't have upright heart? Well, there is a the upright heart includes many other things. Okay? A man with this upright heart doesn't have cunningness or craftiness. Well, another example of the upright heart is our senior pastor. He never changes. And because of his upright heart, many things happen to him. He never changes his mind, and he never betrays. Even though someone is evil, even though somebody did evil to him, even though he suffers, he never betrays them. Even though he deals with the man of flesh, he never betrays them. And because of his upright heart, he was expelled from the previous denomination. He kept the law of God. He always kept the law of God. He lived his life with that kind of heart. After he founded this church, in my memory, if I recall correctly, when we cited the Lord's Prayer as written in the Bible, that was the time that this church was started to be called No heretic. From that moment on, he didn't violate any word of God. He rather tried to fix the ideas that were against the will of God. But because of that, because of that upright heart, he doesn't even try to betray fleshly people. And Father God treasures this kind of heart. So Father God managed everything. He was expelled from the denomination, but it was the will of God. Father God wanted him to make a new denomination and spread the gospel, the sanctification of the gospel.
그러기 때문에 하나님께서 그 상황들을 또 만드실
수 없고 Senior pastor never betrays people even though they are evil. So he didn't have any intention to set up a new denomination. Since Father God knew it, Father God managed all things. Let that denomination expel him. And then later on, this church was able to make a new denomination based on the fivefold, the gospel of sanctification. Even in a situation where you are threatened, where your life is threatened, can you, you know, hold, can you keep your heart? Just as senior pastor did. After new denomination was founded, he has been able to spread this gospel of sanctification to the whole world. Not only a senior pastor, you know, his sister, you know, senior deaconess Jung Sun Lee. After he started this church, he never asked his relatives to help him. He only depended on Father God, the will of God, and the word of God. He never depended on his family or his relatives. But Father God, managed the situation for, you know, his sister, Senior Deaconess Jung Sun Lee. What happened was, she was accused as a thief. So she couldn't but come out of the church that she used to go to. She didn't have any heart to change her heart. Because since she received grace from the church, she always wanted to, you know, serve that church. She didn't have any intention to betray the church. But, you know, she was wrongfully accused as a thief. Father God managed it. So she couldn't but, you know, come out of the church. So after that, she came to this church. It was a blessed way. Now, look back on yourself. Whether you have an upright heart, once you chose the righteousness of God, did you keep it until you accomplish it? Or did you compromise in a given situation? You have a request, so you pray to God, but the answer is coming slowly. Senior pastor prayed for 7 years to receive interpretation of the words of the Bible. There are many people of spirit and people of Holy Spirit, and we listen to many messages of God, and we learn many things. But nobody taught senior pastor in the past. We have to learn those spiritual messages. But senior pastor had nobody who could teach him. But he solely depended on the Holy Spirit. He did it all by himself. To understand the spiritual meaning of the Bible, he prayed and fasted for 7 years. And after 7 years, Father God gave him the answer. For 7 years, he hung on to Father God, resisting to the cold, icy cold winter. He went to mountains, inside caves. He prayed for 7 years. And thanks to that prayer and fasting, we listened to this beautiful message of holiness. Now, you prayed to receive answer. You prayed for certain purpose. Now, the answer is coming slow. Are you nervous? Did you give up in the middle? You know what? I'm not a man to receive this kind of answer. Have you prayed for a year or two? Have you prayed for 7 years just as senior pastor did? You didn't make an effort. You just compromised. You gave up in the middle so easily. Since you have this kind of heart, Father God does not regard your heart as a good in the heart. Since you don't have this kind of good in the heart, since you are disheartened and prepared all the time, so easily. Even in a fleshly sense. Even though there is truth, such precious truth right before you, even though you chose it, you are slow to step in the walk of faith and come into Spirit. It is up to you whether you can choose the shortcut to come into Spirit. The most important thing is, once you make up your mind, you have to put it into practice without changing. Deacon Hyunjun Lee in Mami Magazine, once he made up his mind, he has never changed his mind. In any given situation, no matter where he were, no matter where he was, he always thought about the Lord, Father God, and the Shepherd. Since he lived his life like that, well, while listening to his testimony, you were touched, right? I'm not sure why he didn't receive the measure of his faith, but when he didn't have the measure of faith, he was sorry. He screamed. Why? Because he was sorry before God not being able to sacrifice his own life because he wanted to. Not because, you know, he was not disheartened for the fact, because of the fact that he didn't receive the measure of faith. He was sorry because he realized that he didn't reach the level where he could sacrifice his own life for Father God's kingdom. And he made up his mind to run faster. And he made it. What kind of upright heart you have to check? Do you have a mind which can change easily? Fix it to have an upright heart. I wish you can have a good inner heart of unchanging mind. No matter what you hear from others, if you think it is right, if you think it is the truth, you have to keep it. From time to time, you may be confused with this upright heart with stubbornness. I was a student. I am known as a stubborn girl. Well, I thought I was honest. I thought I was upright. Father God said, rejoice and be thankful all the time. You know, even, you know, since I am honest to me, to myself, you know, it is not right to rejoice before Father God, even when I don't feel right. Well, you have to have the upright heart in the truth of God, and it should not be stubbornness. You have to discern it well, okay? If it is stubbornness, get rid of it. But if you think it is uprightness and the truth of God, then you have to keep it. The important thing is, as I told you earlier, you have to remember again, okay? This is the uprightness in Father God, okay? Now, you made a promise. Now, you made a promise, and it is a promise over a fleshly thing. Since I'm an upright man, you know, I should never break this promise. Well, that's not what I'm saying. Our Father God is the owner of our heart. Okay? Our Father God leads our soul and spirit. And our Father God must be the only standard. Even though you made a promise over fleshly thing, Father God's work is number one priority. You know, I am upright man. You know, I have such a heart. I have to keep it. I cannot break it. Well, that is stubbornness, not upright heart. I'm not saying you have to change it all the time, okay? You have to discern it well. Until people around you can recognize, okay, that man, my father and my mother, Even though, you know, we decide, we made a promise to dine out, then there was a work for Father God's kingdom. The mom, you made a promise to go dine out. Why did you change your mind to go to church? Well, you shouldn't say that. Okay? Your mother or father puts Father God's work as the top priority. Then you have to acknowledge it. Okay? If a mother or a father does it, then your children will learn it. My relatives, they never set Sunday as wedding day. Why? Because they know our family would not come to their wedding ceremony. Now, even though, because I made a promise this, before I made this promise for Father God's kingdom, so I cannot break it. Well, that's not right. Okay, so don't be confused. And you should, I hope that you can discern it well. The third thing, the third heart, that to make a good in heart is the heart of humbleness. The heart of humbleness is the heart to acknowledge yourself. And once you acknowledge that you are wrong, you should be able to repent. And Mrs. Bonglin Lee, you know, once said during the Daniel Prayer meeting, ask yourself whether your heart is humble. You can make a mistake. I'm not talking about the sins leading to death, okay? You can make a mistake. You can do something wrong. Father God, you know, didn't send our Lord to call for righteous men. Our Lord came for sinners. So anyway, when Father God says it is not right, when Father God says it is sin, you should acknowledge it. With a humble heart, you have to acknowledge it, break it, break yourself, and repent. Or, even though you repented because you fear God, do you commit the sin again? This is the heart that I'm talking about, heart of humbleness. Once you repent, you never commit sin again. We can think of David. He took Bathsheba as his wife. She used to be a wife to Uriah. You know, there was a battle. And Uriah came back to hide the fact that, you know, the Bathsheba, you know, affair with the David and the Bathsheba, you know, the king wanted to, King David wanted to make, you know, Uriah to sleep with the Bathsheba. But, you know, Uriah didn't go home. Because he was on duty in the battle. So, to hide the fact that, you know, he had an affair with Bathsheba, you know, King David should have repented, but instead, he let his faithful servant Uriah killed in a battle. He committed sin of adultery. And Father God sent the prophet Nathan to make him acknowledge it. And he repented right away. If you read 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 26 and 27, now when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. When the time of the mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife. Then she bore him a son, but the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord. When Father God looked at David, he was evil. So because of the evil, Father God decided to refine in David. And Father God sent the prophet Nathan. And then David repented right away, and he was told that he would face trial. In our lives, we make many excuses. We do not, you know, acknowledge our wrongdoings. But if you think of, you know, David, you know, David could have made an excuse. You know what? I was not the one who killed Uriah. He could have made an excuse like that. But you know what? David knelt down and he repented right away. 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13 says, David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. He acknowledged his fault right away in the sight of God. He didn't make an excuse. Now, that was not it. Once he repented, when Nathan said what kind of trials the king David would face, David took them with joy and by faith as grace of God. He never tried to avoid them. He was chased by King Saul. And he was chased by his own son. He faced such trials. But even in those trials, he wrote psalms. He worshipped God. He praised Father God. His heart is well written in psalms. Even during those trials, you know, he took them with joy and thanks. We commit sin and we repent and turn back. But you know what? You guys don't want to face trials. That is not true acknowledgement. That is not true humble heart. You know what? I repented. I turned back. You know, Father God is, you know, will make me, Father God will refine me to have a sanctified heart. I'm so thankful. You should have this kind of heart. But you try to avoid them. You fear that. If you do, then you cannot become a humble man in the sight of God. What kind of humble heart do you have? Now, think of this. Do you make excuses all the time? As I said earlier, you made a mistake, and someone told you, someone pointed at you, then don't you say, you know what, that man made a mistake too. It is not the heart of humbleness. When you are rebuked, when you are pointed, do you try to face the man? Do you try to avoid him? You don't want to acknowledge it? Do you try to make an excuse? You did something to make it good. Let's say someone told you to do something, but you didn't do it the way that he wants you to do. And the things didn't go well. And you were rebuked. Then you make an excuse. You know what? I was trying to make it better. Well, you were told to do in a specific way, but you thought it was better and you changed your mind. Then you should be able to say, I'm sorry. Next time I will obey you, so I will just do just the way you told me to do. You have to make an effort to make it like this. You have to make an effort to change yourself, to obey, to please him. But you try to stick to your own idea. Then you say, you're sorry. Sometimes, when people say, I'm sorry, sometimes I say, no, I don't even listen to you as you say, no, I'm sorry. The man, the heart of a humble man is to change his heart the way Father God wants completely. You made a mistake, but you are not humble. You make an excuse. Why? Because you think you're right. As I deal with your members, you know, I didn't know in the past that I had such a strong pride. I knew it, but you didn't know. And then many people, you know, we had such a strong pride. Because of that pride, you don't like to be rebuked. You don't want to be approached. You don't, in your heart. And this kind of heart is not humble heart in the sight of God. No matter who rebukes you, even though a young man who is younger than you are rebukes you, you should be able to accept it. You have to try to change yourself. That kind of deeds are necessary. If you don't, if you boast of your pride, if you stick to your pride, or if you become stubborn, and if you stick to your own opinions, even though you know that you are wrong, then even in a fleshly relationship, you behave like this. What if Father God rebukes you directly? What would you say? You know, I tried to live the way, you know, Father God want me to live, you know, but you will make an excuse like this. You don't have a humble heart. You have an arrogant heart. You have a pride. If you truly acknowledge Father God, if you truly believe in Father God, in any given situation, when you are rebuked, when you are approached, no matter you think, you know, you did right, you should be able to confess that I was wrong. If you have such a heart, then you should be able to show that kind of attitude and behavior in your fleshly life as well, in your real life, in your daily life. You're right. I was an evil man. I will change quickly. Help me. You should make this kind of confession of faith. Mark 7. You can find a story of our Lord and Syrophoenician lady. She had a demon-possessed daughter. And then she requested to our Lord. And our Lord said to her, "Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Our Lord regarded her as a dog, but she took it and said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs." Let me take the crumbs. She became humble and made this kind of request. Why Father God put this story on the Bible? Father God wants you to have this kind of humble heart. Try to reveal yourself, try to, you know, have pride shown to others. Instead of that kind of heart, you know, even when you're rebuked for what you did right, you should be able to say, "You're right, I was wrong, let me change myself." You should be able to do like this. Then, Father God regarded it as a humble heart. You should be able to have a heart that Father God cannot but use as His instrument. Even for a small matter. Well, Senior Pastor, the expression that you chose was not right. Then he listens and he changes it. We usually call it the Lunar New Year Day. And when people say, "Well, we don't call it Lunar New Year Day, we call it Lunar Day," then Senior Pastor changes it. Because, you know, his expression was old-fashioned, but, you know, the government changed the name officially. So when the congregation told him to change it, you know, Senior Pastor never said, "I am the head of this church. How dare?" He didn't say that. He always listens to even a young child. And he makes an effort to change himself. Mrs. Bonglim Lee, she tries so hard to change herself, even though her children, you know, tells her to change something. Now, when I look at parents and children, I don't directly look at them, you know, argue. You know, I heard that story a lot. They argue all the time. But if you argue, if you have an argument between parents and children, then why don't you think through that argument, Father God wants you to see something? Do you think that you are touched only when senior pastor directly touches you? Even when you had an argument with your children, you have to realize that Father God wants you to have what kind of heart you have through that argument. Mrs. Bonglim Lee always tries. "You know what? Mom, your walking posture is not right." And she tries so hard to change it. "I try so hard. I mean, do I look good now? She has done it all the time. She has such a humble heart before Father God. Once she realizes that it is not right, she always tries to change it. And that kind of heart is regarded as good by Father God. What kind of heart do you have? You have to take a good look, take a good look at your heart. The problem may not be whether you stand on the rock of faith or not. The first thing you have to know, first thing you have to do is whether you have a good inner heart or not. Once you have a good inner heart, then when Father God tells you something, then you can change yourself. I hope that you can have this kind of heart and change yourself. I thought about this these days. Father God is refining us. There is a smith. He makes all kinds of instruments. It is a smith who works the most. He puts iron into furnace many times, heat it many times, puts that into furnace again, and hits again. It is a job of a smith until he makes the iron as an instrument that he wants to have. Until he gets rid of the impurity inside iron, he puts the iron into burning surface. I mean the burning furnace. Our shepherd is doing it. For the last 3 years, since December 25th, 2010, senior pastor, our shepherd, is working so hard to remove impurity from our heart. Now, if you know you are an iron in the hand of a smith, you have to completely depend on him and trust him on making you as a good instrument. In your daily life, Father God refines you to make you his proper instrument. And our senior pastor does the work as a smith, shedding sweat in a hot summer day by burning furnace. Can you imagine what kind of work a smith does? As I watch that kind of thing on TV, they look very skinny because they sweat all the time by burning furnace. Even on a hot summer day, he does it. Do you think how hard it is? But to form iron into a good instrument that he wants to have. And he is pleased when he has an instrument from iron. Until he gets the perfect instrument that he wants to have, he sweats for 20, 30, 50, 60 years. Our shepherd sacrificed everything he has to make us his instruments, makes the instruments for Father God. Why don't you commit yourself to him instead of sticking to your own opinions? I'm not able. You know what? Don't strike me. You don't depend on him. You don't trust him. If you want to become the instrument to Father God, completely depend on him and commit yourself to him. If you can make such a mind, then no matter what kind of trials or refinement you face, you will not change your mind. You will never forsake the truth that you chose. You will have a clean heart, upright heart, and humble heart until you come into spirit and whole spirit by the lead of our shepherd. Let me conclude this message The scripture of this message was from Psalm 51, verse 10. I told you what kind of good inner heart, how can you make a good inner heart? First, you have to have a clean heart. Second, you have to have an upright heart. A clean heart is the heart to choose the right thing and put it into practice. Second, upright heart is you should not change your mind in any given situation, even if you face the death threat. And if you have such a heart, Father God will lead you. Third, you have to have a humble heart. You should be able to acknowledge yourself in any given situation. And you have to completely commit yourself to Father God's hand. In the love of the shepherd, Father God will give us our measure of faith. Even if you don't receive a measure of faith from Father God, even if the measure of faith is less than what you expected, for the last 3 years, what kind of love you received from Father God, put it in your heart. And make up your mind how you're going to run your ways of faith. Depending on what kind of trust you have in the shepherd, your life will be different. Your faith will be different. That's what Father God said. In the morning, all day long, you should be able to think of the life of the shepherd. As you pray in the Daniel prayer meeting, what kind of sacrifice our shepherd has made, you have to remember it every moment. Hang on to it. Pray for that until you engrave it in your heart. If you feel that with your, if you fill your heart with that, then you can quickly come into spirit and Holy Spirit. Do not lose this chance. And don't ever forget the grace, love, sacrifice that you were given thanks to our shepherd. And try to think of a way how to pay back for the grace that you received. Then you can quickly come into rock of faith and spirit and Holy Spirit. Let's think over the message. And if you think you are missing something, then break it, change it, and to have a good inner heart. Let's pray. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites on the internet and on GCN TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all over the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts. Drive away all tests and trials from head to toe. All entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, intestinal cancers, as well as AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, lung diseases, heart diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. You get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving spirit, separating spirit, and all forces of darkness, you go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.